Got it, Rick.
Hi, how's it going, mate?
Good, yourself?
Not too bad. I'm looking at a car that you have done work to.
Okay.
I'm looking at a car at the moment to purchase that you have done some work to.
Yeah.
You've turboed it.
Okay.
The Toyota 86. Only question I've got, if I wanted to go through an engineer process to get it engineered with the turbo, what's the process there?
It's not a simple process, so typically it costs about $5,000 to $6,000, depending on the setup.
Okay.
If it needs a lot of work, obviously it'll be more than that. Needs a standard exhaust put back on there with two cats. There's a fair bit to it. Yeah.
Okay, so there's a fair
bit to
it.
It's not as simple as just getting the car passed.
Yeah. And what about if I wanted to try to do a roadie on it with the turbo, trying to split through?
Probably wouldn't happen.
Nah.
Yeah, you probably have to put it back to non-turbo and then re-turbo it again.
Okay. In terms of engineering side, like, have you done a lot before with them?
We've done a few.
We've done a few? And
yeah.
What's usually the budget? Like, well, what am I looking at?
Somewhere between $5,000 to $10,000, I'd say. All up, including modding the exhaust and making the exhaust for it. You'd be in that area somewhere.
So this only because I know, because you guys have had this car, and like, if you remember it, it's a, it's got the SME 2.25 kit on it.
I reckon we've done about 50 of those.
Sorry?
We've done a lot of those.
Oh, okay. No.
Yeah.
No, well, you've done it at the start of the year. With a white one making 275 kilowatt on flex fuel.
Yeah, it sounds very generic.
Sorry.
Yeah, we've
done
a lot of those. Yeah.
All right, well, is there a way that I can, like, email you, send you, and you can remember the car?
If you want to shoot an email through with some photos, photo of the car, photo of the engine bay, all that stuff, then we can sort of look into it, but it'll definitely be starting at $5,000 to get that pass.
Okay. All right. What about coilovers and stuff like that? Do they ever get passed, or do they have to be swapped back?
To make it easier, you'd swap them back. You can get them passed, but they have to obviously comply. Otherwise, if you've got the stock struts, it's easier just to swap them in.
And it's got stock. I've got the stock struts, and it's got stock muffler, but just the muffler back.
Yes, so you'll need the whole stock exhaust system.
Yeah.
Because that'll need to get modded to suit a turbo. So including headers and everything we need for the exhaust.
Because that kit came with the separate headers.
Yeah, so you'd need the stock headers so we can use the cat from those headers to make a downpipe for engineering.
Yep.
So you basically need a full stock exhaust so we can actually pass the car.
Okay, so it's more just so really I'm looking at just getting in a full exhaust to this car and you doing the work and then getting it engineered like that. And just detuning it to pass emissions.
Yeah, we do all the emission stuff here as well. We'll need your stock exhaust so we can actually build you an exhaust out of the stock exhaust.
Yep.
Yeah. It's not like a simple process. It takes quite a bit of time.
Okay, you're just inspecting it and shit like that. Okay.
The whole engineering process, like, we need to get the engineer out to look at the car. Then he has to tell us what he wants changed on that particular car. It's all separate to each car.
Yeah, it's just what that engineer is feeling. Okay.
Not really feeling. It's just based on the car. Like, every car is a little bit different, so it's not going to be like a, you know, overall, this is like this car, you need to do these things. Like, it's those things, but there will be extra little things based on that car.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll look into it, and I'll be in touch. Okay. Thank you for that.
All good. Easy.
All right, take care.